Welcome to GCSE PE Revision with me, your study guide tutor. Today's episode is all about social health, specifically the benefits of team sports and how they help us build relationships. This is a topic that comes up regularly in OCR Component 02, and it's one where candidates can pick up easy marks if they know exactly what the examiners are looking for. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's dive in. First, let's set the scene. In your OCR GCSE PE course, health is broken down into three distinct dimensions: physical health, emotional health, and social health. Today, we're focusing entirely on social health. And here's the thing, a lot of students lose marks because they mix these up. So right from the start, I want you to burn this into your memory. Social health is about your relationships with other people. It is about how you interact, connect, and belong within a group or community. It is not about how happy you feel, and it is not about how fit you are. Those belong to emotional and physical health, respectively. Now let's get into the core concepts. The OCR specification identifies four key social benefits of participating in team sports. I want you to remember these using the mnemonic SCBT, or think of it as sports create brilliant teams. The four benefits are social mixing, cooperation, belonging, and teamwork. Let's go through each one carefully. Social mixing. This refers to the opportunity that team sports provide for individuals to interact with people they might not ordinarily meet. Think about a local football club or a netball team. Players come from different schools, different backgrounds, different age groups. Through regular training and competition, they form friendships and develop social bonds. In an exam, if you are asked for a social benefit, you can say, "Team sports promote social mixing by bringing together individuals from diverse backgrounds, fostering new friendships, and broadening social networks." That is a mark-winning answer. Cooperation. This is the ability to work jointly with others towards a shared goal. In team sports, cooperation is essential. You cannot win a game of rugby without your teammates working in unison. Cooperation in sport teaches players to communicate, to listen, to compromise, and to support one another. Examiners will credit you for explaining that cooperation in sport transfers to wider life skills such as working collaboratively in the workplace or in community settings. Sense of belonging. This is one of the most powerful social benefits of team sports, and it is often undervalued by candidates. A sense of belonging means feeling accepted, valued, and part of a group or community. When you join a sports team, you become part of something bigger than yourself. You share a kit, a club identity, shared goals, and shared experiences. Research consistently shows that a sense of belonging reduces social isolation and improves overall well-being. For the exam, you might write, "Participating in team sports provides individuals with a sense of belonging as they become part of a group with shared values and goals, reducing the risk of social isolation." Teamwork. Now, teamwork is closely related to cooperation, but it is slightly different. Teamwork is specifically about combining individual efforts to achieve a collective outcome. It involves roles, responsibilities, and mutual accountability. In a basketball team, for example, each player has a position and a set of responsibilities. The team's success depends on every player fulfilling their role. Teamwork in sport teaches young people how to trust others, how to lead, and how to contribute to a collective effort. Now, here is a really important distinction that the mark scheme is very specific about. Teamwork is a social benefit when it refers to the interpersonal relationships and collaborative dynamics between players. However, if a student writes teamwork as a social benefit for an individual sport, like swimming or gymnastics, without any qualifying context, examiners will not award the mark. You need to make sure your example matches the sport in the question. If the question is about a solo marathon runner, you cannot simply say teamwork. You would need to qualify it, perhaps by referring to training partners or support crews. Let's now talk about what social health is not, because this is where so many candidates drop marks. The most common mistake is writing confidence or self-esteem as a social benefit. These are emotional health benefits. Similarly, stress relief, improved mood, and feeling happy are all emotional health benefits. And weight loss, improved cardiovascular fitness, or stronger muscles are physical health benefits. In the exam, if you are asked specifically for a social benefit and you write any of those, you will receive 0 marks for that point. The examiner cannot credit it, no matter how well you write it. Another common mistake is giving a generic answer. Writing "it makes you healthier" or "it is good for you" will not earn any marks. You must use specification terminology: social mixing, cooperation, sense of belonging, teamwork, and you must apply it to a specific context. Now let's talk about extended response questions. These are worth 4, 6, or even 8 marks, and they require you to demonstrate AO3 skills, that is, analysis and evaluation. In these questions, examiners want you to compare team sports with individual sports in terms of their social benefits. A strong answer might argue that team sports are more effective at reducing social isolation than individual sports because they inherently require interaction, communication, and collective effort. You could then evaluate by acknowledging that individual sports can still offer social benefits, for example, through club membership, training groups, or competitive events, but that the depth and frequency of social interaction is typically greater in team sports. That kind of nuanced, balanced analysis is what earns you marks in the top band. Let's move on to exam tips and common mistakes. Tip number 1. Always read the question carefully and identify which dimension of health is being asked about. If it says social benefit, only write social benefits. If it says physical benefit, only write physical benefits. Do not mix them up. Tip number 2. Use the PEEL structure for extended responses. Point: state your social benefit clearly. Evidence: give a specific example from a named sport. Explain: say why this is a social benefit and how it works. Link: connect it back to the question or to a broader concept like social isolation or community cohesion. Tip number 3. Learn the 4 key terms and their precise definitions. In a 1-mark question, simply writing cooperation or social mixing will earn the mark. But in a 2-mark question, you need the term plus a brief explanation. And in a 4-mark question, you need 2 benefits, each with an applied example. Tip number 4. Do not confuse social health with emotional health. This is the single biggest source of lost marks on this topic. Write it on a sticky note and put it on your wall. Social health equals relationships. Emotional health equals psychological state. Tip number 5. When the question gives you a specific sport or scenario, always tailor your answer to that context. Examiners are looking for AO2 application skills. That means using the information given to you in the question. If the question mentions a local netball club, talk about how netball players develop social mixing through regular training sessions with teammates from different schools or communities. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the questions, give you a moment to think, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. Name the 4 social benefits of team sports as identified in the OCR specification. Pause for a moment. The answer is social mixing, cooperation, sense of belonging, and teamwork. Question 2. A student writes improved confidence as a social benefit of team sports. Will the examiner award this mark? Pause. The answer is no. Confidence is an emotional health benefit, not a social health benefit. The examiner cannot credit it. Question 3. What does AO2 require you to do in an exam answer? Pause. AO2 requires you to apply your knowledge to a specific context or scenario. For example, linking teamwork to a named sport or situation given in the question. Question 4. Give 1 social benefit of team sports and explain how it reduces social isolation. Pause. A strong answer would be, team sports provide a sense of belonging as players become part of a group with shared goals and a collective identity. This reduces social isolation by ensuring individuals have regular, meaningful social contact and feel valued within their community. Question 5. Can teamwork be cited as a social benefit for an individual sport like swimming? Pause. Only with qualification. You would need to explain the context, for example, that a swimmer training within a squad develops teamwork through shared training goals and mutual support, even though competition itself is individual. Great work on the quiz. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Social health is about relationships, how we interact, connect, and belong with others. The 4 key social benefits of team sports are social mixing, cooperation, sense of belonging, and teamwork. Remember, SCBT, or sports create brilliant teams. Do not confuse social health with emotional health. Confidence, stress relief, and mood are emotional benefits. Always apply your answer to the specific sport or context in the question. Use the PEEL structure for extended responses and aim to compare team sports with individual sports for AO3 marks. And finally, learn your 4 key terms cold. In a 1-mark question, a single accurate term is all you need. That's it for today's episode. You've got this. Go back over your notes, test yourself with the retrieval questions in your study guide, and make sure those four social benefits are locked in. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.